What is up, still studying? Happy Thursday, practice Friday, pre-Friday, Friday Eve. A day that we all look forward to is upon us. Kicking off the weekend just right. The weekend unofficially begins on a Thursday, this glorious day that we are spending together. And oh yeah, it's July 1st. One step closer to Pittsburgh Steelers training camp, T-minus 20 days after today, and life is good. As always, what is most important to do as we start off the study sessions here on episode 41, want to extend my gratitude to all of you for listening to the study sessions, for listening to the Still Study podcast, for reading our work. It means the world to me, and I appreciate it. And this week has been a record week for the Still Study in terms of hits and views and listens. So again, much gratitude to all of you. Just want to start by giving you a preview of what's coming up on the Still Study podcast this week. I have a great guest that not sure how I was able to land him on the show, but super grateful that the author of Palomalu himself, Mr. Jim Wexel, sat down with me for the Still Study podcast. And it is a great interview. He talks about the research that went into his book. He shares some of the stories from covering the Steelers over the years, started covering them back in 1995. Provides his take on the 2021 version of the Steelers, and it's just a great, great interview. And if you want to get a jump, go out there and order Jim's new book, Palomalu. I'll post the information in the show notes for today's study session. He will personalize it for you. But again, super excited to share that interview with you later this week. All right, so what are we riffing on today here on episode 41 of the study session? Well, as you can see, if you've been following the site for the last probably month, we've been working through an analysis of all the positions on the team and breaking down the depth chart, taking a look at the starters at each position, the depth behind those positions. And kicking off this week, I talked about offense, the wide receiver room. Yesterday, I talked about the inside linebackers. But I also talked about the concerns regarding depth, really at every position on defense, and how the defense really is one injury away from being debilitated and weakened and hindered from being a world-class unit in the 2021 season. Yesterday, I posted an analysis of the safety position, which really, when you look at safety, specifically free safety Minkah Fitzpatrick, he may be the best defensive player on the team. All due respect to TJ Watt, and really, 1A, 1B, how can you go wrong? Equivalent in terms of talent, different positions, so you can't compare in terms of what they bring to the table. But in terms of splash, in terms of vision of the field, an understanding of all the moving parts in an offense, what Minkah Fitzpatrick brings to the team is second to none. And he struggled a bit out of the gate last season, but eventually came on. But again, I think we forget the impact that COVID had on everybody, all teams, all players, all coaches. Wasn't a true training camp, a true approach to the season. And I think we're going to see the best season from Minkah this coming year. And really, paired with Fitzpatrick is a quality starter in Terrell Edmonds. Yes, he doesn't produce the splash that Fitzpatrick does, but he is steady and he is consistent against the run, which is what you need from your strong safety. He leaves much to be desired in coverage. Sometimes loses sight of the ball. On occasion, the receiver gets behind him. But he has made some plays. And that's a solid tandem. Fitzpatrick and Edmonds, solid safety tandem. But again, as I talked about the depth defensively yesterday, the same concerns are at that position as there are all other defensive positions. Because behind Fitzpatrick and Edmonds, it's really an unproven group. The next man up at strong safety seems to be Antoine Brooks Jr., who reportedly is going to get the first crack at that slot corner position vacated by Mike Hilton. He'll also be the next man up in terms of strong safety. Physical guy, big hitter, best around the line of scrimmage. You look at Miles Killebrew, who was signed this offseason as a free agent, was with the Lions. This guy's played everywhere. He's listed on the Steelers roster as a linebacker. He has played safety in Detroit. Really, his purpose on the team is going to be as a special teams demon, but he can provide some snaps if needed. Where the real question is, who's going to be the backup free safety if the Steelers are ever in the unfortunate position of losing Fitzpatrick for a few games? And really, it's going to come down to two players. Arthur Millay, whom the team signed in free agency a few months ago, was with the Jets. And Trey Norwood, one of their draft picks from this past year's draft. And both of these players offer versatility. Millay played everywhere in the secondary with the Jets. So he's got that NFL game experience. So he'll be given every opportunity to show he can be the number two at the free safety spot. But don't discount Trey Norwood. He's known for his ball skills. And there is a chance that he can make a push for that spot in training camp. Beyond those two, you have Lamont Wade and Donovan Steiner. Lamont Wade, the Clareton product from Pittsburgh. Whippy old guy, hometown connection. Played his ball at Penn State. And then Steiner out of Florida. Brought in to compete at free safety. We really don't know what they're going to bring to the table, if they'll be able to contribute, if they'll make a push for a roster spot, or if they'll end up on the practice squad. But again, it seems at the strong safety position, they're okay in terms of their depth. Free safety, it's just a massive question mark. And again, if you start looking at this depth on the defensive side of the football, it's all going to come down on, can someone emerge? Can one of these younger players show they can acclimate to the defense? Can they show that the responsibilities are not too much for them? It's true for outside linebacker, it's true for inside linebacker, every defensive position, and it's true at safety as well. And when you boil it all down, when I think about this, what it's going to lead to in training camp is competition. And I think that competition is going to make for a great training camp and an individual to step up and show they have what it takes to provide the depth this defense needs. And studyins, that is all for today. Episode 41, July 1, 2021. Only 20 days to go, 20 days. Training camp. Hallelujah. It's a good life. Thank you so much for listening to the Study Sessions, the Still Study podcast. Be on the lookout for the new podcast coming soon. Thank you for reading our work. Drop us a line at thestillstudy@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter @stillstudy. And remember, life is beautiful in the black and gold. Peace.